South Sudan says, nothing to see here, move along, on its birthday. A seminary to Asia actually does have something to celebrate, and a group's teaching young people how to put the mission in missionary. Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Happy birthday, South Sudan. A peek at the guest list shows the apocalypse is in attendance. Kids Alive International's Matt Parker explains.
In the last 18 months, we've seen civil war in South Sudan. We've seen towns that have been deserted, villages that have been burnt to the ground, hundreds of thousands of people that have been displaced, thousands of people that have been killed. The economy has fallen apart. Millions of people facing food insecurity.
So really,
on its fourth birthday, South Sudan really has nothing to celebrate.
Kids Alive is working in Wau, the third largest city in the country, where chaos is king. But for the street kids in their care,
our staff can share with the kids the security that they can find through Jesus Christ, despite the insecurity that's around them in the community.
There are two things you can do to make a difference in Wau. Find them in the featured link section at missionnews.org. When women are trafficked into sexual slavery, their identity is stolen and self-worth destroyed. This is especially true for women in Nepal, where trafficking increased significantly after the earthquake. But through a Vision Beyond Borders safe house, many are finding healing. BBB's Diane Romaine.
We're trying to give women an opportunity, first and foremost, to be healed by the transforming power of Jesus. And some of these women have been sold by members of their own families. Some of them have had deep betrayals. They've trusted people that they thought were going to give them good jobs and instead turned out that they held them hostage and used them in sex jobs. They have a lot of trust issues, a lot of betrayal and stuff in their lives.
Women aren't just being freed from pain. They're finding a lasting hope through Christ.
We have Bible studies. None of the women were Christian when they came, but out of 16 girls in the home, 14 are now Christian.
We have prayer needs and other ways to get involved at our website. This is Mission Network News. There's a ceasefire in Shan State. No, wait, not anymore. Just like that, hopes for peace are shattered again in Burma. But Partners Relief and Development is providing new hope with a new school in Burma. They got a small school going in a remote rural village. That school could be a way out of poverty for the kids of the village, and maybe even away from war. Thanks to community-run businesses that distribute microloans, locals can afford to send their kids to school, and you can help out at our website. Multiplying trained Christian leaders is a major focus of Cornerstone University's Asia Biblical Theological Seminary. Today, ABTS is providing master's degree-level training in six countries in modular form. Dean of ABTS is Jim Blumenstock, and he tells us this is a celebration year in the Philippines.
We celebrated our 30-year anniversary with a great celebration in Baguio. We actually have four seminar locations in the Philippines, all the way up north in Baguio to the south in Cagayan de Oro. And the Philippines is 40% of our student body, about 59 students right now.
ABTS is also celebrating their new work in India, which now has its second largest student body. Funding is needed to hire Asian faculty, but also for their student scholarship fund.
Many of our students are paying $15 to $20 a credit hour. It really costs us $155 a credit hour. So to continue offering our education, we really need those expenses offset.
And young professionals will be getting the training they need to be Christians in their professions. Mission Eurasia is sponsoring the Next Generation Professional Leaders Initiative Forum on October 3rd in Ukraine. The forum's being called Mission in Your Work. Mission Eurasia tells us the forum will encourage emerging Christian professionals that their profession can be a platform for their faith. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can have Mission News delivered every day to your email address. It helps you pray more effectively for what's going on around the world. Just sign up at our website. It's free. Go to missionnews.org, find the banner, click on it, fill out the information, and you'll get it. That's missionnews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.